I need to take some sex words from the bologna sandwich.
Attention, passengers, you are now orbiting the F Plus podcast. Terrible Things, read with enthusiasm. And in the room tonight we have Boots Reindeer.
The Mantids are here, an alien declares. Mantids, me delighted, I am. I love Mantids, me.
Poor Tex.
It's the latest episode of Love That Hamish.
Zarla.
Hunun means my eggs. Pai Pai is my lady parts. Mazu is my tummy, but it is also poo, both noun and verb.
We're welcoming back Ganymede!
When you see yourself with two men who are wearing plastic overalls, then it is only natural that your mind, while trying to make sense out of it, thinks that you too are one of those, and that you too are wearing plastic overalls, and that the three of you are going to be doing something together.
So true.
And Lemon. I mean... Do you like when men are fingering your pussy? Trella says. Dude, calm down there, I said. Yeah, I know that I look like a big butterball, said Trellis.
Oh, Trellis.
Okay.
Weird time for your issues, Trellis. Okay.
Trellis is a piece of work.
I love Trellis.
Trellis is a wacky neighbor.
I love him so much.
Plus,
Hi Lemon.
Hey, have you all been communicating with the other world?
All the time.
Which other world? There's like a lot.
Like the dark net.
Too busy training for the bird race.
Boots, how do you log on to the dark net?
You type your password in backwards.
So it's one word pass. Is that what I type in?
Yeah. I feel like I should probably know this, but I don't know.
Do you type it on a website or just type it like in a text file and will it just open up the dark one?
Yeah. Yeah, wherever.
Yeah.
If you do it, somebody recognizes, like, you know, they recognize that it happened and we'll get in contact with
you. Yeah. So for any of you looking to access the dark web, you know, to find hitmen or whatever it is, you just open up Tor, you type your password backwards. And if it doesn't work, send that password to me and I'll help you out.
Yeah, it's good advice. It's just really good advice.
But do it in WhatsApp, because that's encrypted and shit.
Yeah.
Unrelated to any of that, I want to introduce you to somebody who... So this is somebody that has a Amazon store with a couple of books. And her name is Ava Draconis. And Ava Draconis, like, in addition to having a super real name that is real...
Mm-hmm. It's not a book. It has to be real.
Yeah, exactly. Can you lie in a book? I don't think anyone's ever tried. Ava has led a, I would say, extraordinary life. Because as she mentions here, this website that we're going to go to, except for actually go to from the Wayback Machine because it's down. But anyway, this website publishes stories and word-by-word written down telepathic conversations from my everyday life as an egg donor with the aliens.
Got to be an easier way to say that, I think.
Egg donor maxing.
I mean, this is a, you know, you're already sending the script to rewrites. She's a published author.
I just think most conversations happen word by word. I don't know if it's a meaningful distinction.
featuring, here's the cast, me, a egg donor, Hamish, the red dragon turtle of the old draconian race.
Oh, hell yeah.
Reptilians, Orions, Zetas, dinosaurs, Alpha Thetan Dark Lords, Thubian praying mantis dolphin.
Just one?
Yeah, just the one. Human alien hybrids and associated military of Russia and the United States.
What was that?
So MK Ultra worked. They can communicate telepathically.
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah. And the human reptilian hybrids, Japanese dragon dynasty. And the human reptilian hybrids, Japanese dragon dynasty. Yeah, of course. That was perfect both times. Mm-hmm. The friendly extraterrestrials, the airship people, Pleiadians, Umo, and many others.
Umo!
Yummo.
Umo? Is it Umo?
I don't know.
Yummo!
It's not real. It's nothing.
It's super real. What are you talking about? Can't put it on the internet if it's a lie.
That's too close to Gummo, and I don't want to make another Harmony Korine reference. I have telepathic conversations and interactions with the aliens every day. And I try to write everything down. Thousands of pages, and that's fucking true. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thousands of pages illustrate this well-documented case of alien contact. So we on board?
Yeah, sounds legit.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
It's so
cool.
Weird that you only find out about these kind of earth-shattering revelations on these little personal websites that keep disappearing like this.
Yeah, you think that's a bit on the news.
Yeah.
It must have, probably the Russian military would be involved in some way. The Pleiadians, right?
There's a poster on the front page here that says, keep calm and love dragons. And I find that comforting.
That's true. It's good advice.
I was going to panic, but...
Yeah, I was. I was also going to panic, but now I know not to.
Carry on. Okay, so support tax.
Uh-huh.
I want to go into the Wayback Machine, back to the year of, I believe, 2018.
Pew, sliders noises. Pew.
We're gonna go to this post that has like a banner image where there's it looks like bondage rope, and then over it is the alien font from Futurama.
Okay, so those are snake scales, but I
okay. Yeah. All right. Well, you can see what you want to see, man.
Look, if you want to participate in bondage play with live snakes, you go for it. But
I'm gonna take probably a not going to work out. Don't do that.
I think it would be difficult to tie up a snake.
I was thinking using the snake to tie up people. But
I was thinking about like how you would try to like practice shibari on a snake.
Oh no, God. My non-existent hands are down. Whatever shall I do?
It's you know, they have to sort of play along, right?
Pretending.
Oh yes, my hands are tied to my ankles.
You filled some rubber gloves with water and tied them up and set them next to the snake and then tie up that.
We found ourselves in another maypole scenario. We have to start over.
We're making a much better website.
All right. But Portax, will you welcome me to the Orion Project, please?
Oh, sure. Funny story. In August of 2011, I was contacted by a man from Orion, not the studio, presumably the star. I assumed that I was hallucinating. Meticulously, I wrote down every conversation and encounter so that I could show a case of imaginary alien experience.
Wait, to show somebody else how crazy they were? That's like a surprising amount of self-awareness.
All work and no play and whatnot.
Isn't Orion like an entire
constellation?
Now,
Orion's belt is three stars. I learned that from Men in Black. Only months later, I had to conclude that the contact was real. There's really no
Orion. It took them months.
Dragons real? Just pondered that. For more than 2 years, I've been running this very deep and extensive documentary, which became known as the Orion Project. I came to shed light on the alien abduction experience, their hybrid programs, and the extraterrestrial organization known as the Agenda.
Ooh. Oh, capital A, so that's real legit.
Yeah.
They always talk about the agenda.
My name is Ava Draconis, pseudonym, obviously. I am the egg donor in this story. You will meet and get to know many alien and human characters in the stories recorded. Hamish the Red Dragon Turtle, who guards my eggs and proudly displays his back hump and is afraid of carved pumpkins.
That's pretty quirky.
All right, Dozer Fleet.
That's not enough. What else you got?
All right, well, how about this Malik and the other Incubi Dark Lords who are ominous but ubiquitous?
I need something weirder.
Okay, how about this? Sassy Lady Thuban, a white genetically modified dolphin from the seas of Alpha Draconis who likes to say hinch and has yellow baleen in her mouth.
Yeah, now we're talking. Now we're talking.
This character was definitely introduced after focus groups.
He's got a skateboard and sunglasses.
I must leave now. My planet needs me.
These stories are personal and very intimate on behalf of myself as the alien abductee and the egg donor, but also with regard to the aliens whose private thoughts, feelings, and life happenings are recorded and shared so unashamed and deeply. Mm-hmm, that's how sentences work. There are stories that are heartwarming, others that are atrocious and cruel, and many that are fun! Alien contact and my friendship with Hamish changed my life forever. Will it change yours? So, the pretty good elevator pitch, right? So, how many, like this animated series on Netflix, how many episodes? 50?
I mean,
60?
Literally $14 million. Who gives a shit?
All right, yeah, nice.
Yeah, we've already got the hinge t-shirts ready to roll.
How much money do you want to embezzle?
That's right.
And I want to workshop Hamish to make better figures.
Can this some way make money for Barstool Sports? Because apparently that's how the entire internet has to operate.
But can I make a Funko of Hamish? This is really
you can get a YouTube's of Hamish. How about that?
Those things are so fucking ugly, by the way.
They are.
Oh, they are. Aren't they? They are quite hideous. By the way, this is a documentary. It is by all intents not fictional. Okay. And there's a bunch of stuff on how to read this website. My advice would be don't.
Use your eyes?
That's a good thing to put on most websites.
So there's a note here about graphic material, just a little warning. Anyone who has been acquainted with the aliens knows that they are not bashful when it comes to sex or violence, or with
the aliens or Jane's addiction,
or with obscene concepts such as fecal samples. Other disturbing topic that frequently comes up is the Dark Lords and Satanism.
Okay.
And other stuff that is extremely not funny at all to read. So, we would like to say that Omregosh with the NASA, with the NASA. Sorry.
Are you fucking Boomhauer? What's happening?
We would like
now?
To say, oh my gosh, with the NASA. Okay,
with the
so
NASA
this is.
And the Omregosh.
Omregosh.
So we're already jumping into this. Says my black reptilian Omregosh is their former hello. He said this to you readers.
Okay, one more time, all the way through, please.
We would like. Okay, so we would like to say, oh my gosh, with the NASA. Says my black reptilian Omregosh is their former hello. He said this to you readers.
Cool. Thank you.
Yep.
Okay. Okay.
That's actually every line that Boomhauer says. You just don't know.
That guy.
There was a response that Jack with the NASA gave to Black Reptilian.
Yes. Oh my gosh! And don't come back here, says Jack with the NASA team. Seems to have said to the Black Reptilian, the NASA team tried to regulate alien activities here on Earth, in particular the more sinister ones.
It's like a title card from The Wire.
Yes. And there's stuff to be prepared for, and it's stuff we were undoubtedly not going to read about because it's bad. But,
Yeah.
Wait, what about the first one? The first one doesn't have any of that. It's the second one.
The first one... is the alien agenda, which is responsible for alien abductions, cattle mutilations, and hybrid programs, is run by the Dark Lords, who are the same as the Incubi and Djinn recorded throughout history, featuring menaces such as Baphomet, Jezebel, da-da-da, and others. They gave us Satanism, Aleister Crowley, and Hitler and the Nazi movement. And they also bring us the alien agenda, whose symbol is the Yellow Pyramid and whose god is the Eye.
I like picturing these, like, in little yellow stars that are just flashing on the screen, yeah, like, featuring tonight's show.
Yeah,
we have Baphomet, Jezebel.
And our musical guest, Hitler.
Crowley.
Sunday at the Alien Abduction Arena.
Okay, so yeah, there's...
Thing number two is basically Gammaverse, is that the thing? Is
Omegaverse?
That the awful thing?
Omegaverse.
Omegaverse, there it is, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And bad.
So there's quite a bit of preamble. There's quite a bit of hook baiting, but I think we're already pretty much sold. So I think we're good. So instead, we're going to be going down to Ganymede. If you will scroll down to birthday cake with Hamish, please.
Sure. Forgive me if I make use of the Control F function instead.
Good luck.
There we go.
Lost forever in Hamish's mind.
Birthday cake with Hamish, yummy feet, Aleister Crowley, and a nice glass of bourbon with the senator.
Yummy what? Excuse me?
What?
Are these like three separate titles for the same story?
Here is a treat. An extract of verbatim conversations from my draconian birthday, May 11th, 2012, which is the day I finally realized that the draconians and all their stories and my adventures with them are real. All thanks to an interesting fellow named Aleister Crowley being mentioned. I feel it's rare to be able to pinpoint your, like, breaking point mentally.
On this exact moment.
I think it's the moment that you read something Aleister Crowley read and you went, "Oh, that makes a lot of sense."
But here is an excerpt around from when I was to post a cute picture of a birthday cake on the Aleister Crowley page to celebrate. Sounds like where it goes. To celebrate my realization of all being real, and Hamish objected to cakes and cat figurines.
Yeah.
On the picture below, Malik was going to be the black penguin, the dinosaur be the green fellow, Hamish was going to be the kitty, because every time I am reminded that I actually did name the dark red draconian as Strawberry, I then smile and say to myself that then by the same token I should name Malik and Hamish Peaches and Kitten. The Orion Doctor would have been the dog.
Mm.
Yeah,
wow.
Of course.
Obviously.
Yeah.
So they're like pets. So like the passage earlier where she was like, "Oh, my raptor friend says umbergosh." It was just like, "Oh, my cat says hello. Guys, my cat's here."
Oh. Okay, yeah.
Which makes it much more relatable.
And note to everyone on the internet, it is always entertaining every single time you do that with your own pets.
I like to hear
every
about
time
your pet
you interrupt
room,
every conversation
right
I've ever had to let me know. Your cat.
Sure. Especially if I'm over at your house and you want to have sex with me.
But as I really tried to put that other cake picture up there, Hamish insisted on objecting to it, that it doesn't honor him to portray him by a cake. I tried to be selfish and ignore his feelings and put the cake up, but I ended up realizing that Hamish is a real person. I don't know why I ever thought otherwise. And that he felt offended by it. And Hamish is my friend. So I found the other cute picture of a white fluffy dog instead. So let's just say that dog is me. And no further
All
questions.
All right, yeah, why not? Why wouldn't we?
Yeah, why not?
And that dog was Albert Einstein. And everyone in the PetSmart clapped.
Then a phrase that is just screaming off the page at me. Let it be known that birthday cake does not honor the reptilians.
We knew that.
Listen, now, as a reptilian myself, you can give me all your birthday cake that you don't want, and I will take
That's
it.
That's a Sanrio cake. That's Hello Kitty and the frog and the Batsumaru and the frog. Yeah.
Kurobe. Yeah.
Kurobe,
yeah.
Yes, thank you.
Hamish is like, am I a joke to you?
Not the Kurobe. Hamish, like, Hamish does not approve.
He then said what was on his mind, because I knew he was about to say what he was thinking.
We are the ones in charge, Hamish whispers.
Hamish, you will rule my honored me.
So here's the thing, Kenny, because I think you came in to the call after us. The formatting for dialogue here is insane.
Yep.
Yeah.
Do you want to explain how the dialogue is formatted?
Sure, yeah. It happens as you would actually naturally expect, and I don't know why no one's used this before.
Yeah.
No quotes, no quotation marks.
Nope.
You have the text of what the person says, and then an M dash, and then a description of the person saying it, and possibly how they say it.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so with that said, Boots, if you'll be Hamish, I'll be me.
Oh, okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very vulnerable moment for you.
We are the ones in charge.
Hamish, you will rule, my honored.
Yes, but we do not want to be seen on cookies. Again, you should probably read the...
Hamish, he used the wrong word cookies instead of cake.
No, my honored, there is no draconian on the cookie.
But it is cake with me,
Hamish says with the tilt of his head when he is in a friendly mood. This time he did use the correct word for cake.
But I see no draconian here. I only wanted to celebrate that I finally believe that you exist.
His breath exhale is warm at me. I like it. It is a form of communication, him doing so. He is displaying his mood and feelings.
The sound of me breathing warm at you.
Are you all right, my honored?
No, not really. And Malik does not think so either.
Okay. Thank you for telling me, your honored.
He tilts his head again and just watches me, confounded. Such a beautiful beast. And now I saw a clear, silvery, semi-transparent flash of a creature's leg portions moving about by the desk.
My leg portions? Going to like a chicken place or something?
Yeah, like the drumstick the leggy or the wing. Bits, you know. I don't know.
Leggy portions and lives.
Like you bread it and fry it and toss it sauce. It's really good. I do not want to be seen that way.
In what way, my honored?
I do not become in a happy mood.
Which? Two dots. Two-thirds of an ellipsis. Which have I done that is wrong, my honored?
The sugary sweet that you do.
Hamish, he means the cake. 12:38, midnight.
If Jim Morrison were alive, he would have written like this.
That's the true plot twist.
Oh, let's scroll down a little bit.
This is a long story.
This is a fairly long. Okay, so I'm going to scroll down to this part, Boots. Yeah, here you go. Did he know about draconians? Did he know that? There were draconians?
No, yes. Maybe.
You don't want to come to harm here?
Hamish, me, or, in quotes, we? Ellipsis, question mark.
I will honor your race.
I will forbid a book about you.
What book, Hamish?
The one that concerns us.
Hamish whispers in his lovely, gentle voice.
Oh, sorry. The one that concerns us.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
Hamish tilts his head again, and now the other way. He tilts it quite a lot. His head is very small.
small
like Night at the Roxbury.
Narration getting a little judgy here. Now the other way. Gosh, he's beautiful.
I think you are so beautiful.
But sweet, your first name, why do you write about our race?
Because I honor your race, and I want to tell about you. You are beautiful.
But we are no nice draconians.
I will honor you always.
God, he is beautiful! Wow!
Wow!
Wow! So hot.
Wow!
Watch out.
I will watch out.
I will rule here.
Yes, my honored Hamish, you will rule here. I will be ruled by you.
Watch out for my race.
Et cetera, et cetera.
It just goes. Wait,
wait. Wait, no.
Wait, read a few more lines.
No. We need to go for a little bit here.
Okay. Watch out for my race. Okay. Yes, my honored Hamish, I will watch out for your race.
Otherwise, your legs can be unscrewed broken.
I will watch out for my legs, my honored?
Hamish what? Nearly got ready to jump into me to do the conquest. I could feel it.
Okay, so at one point, it mentions that Hamish speaks his sentence with belches in his voice. And it links to a YouTube video, and it's still up, and it's a video of pig sounds.
I was hoping it's that video of Maurice LaMarche doing the wacko Warner belt.
Oh, that'd be really good.
Damn it. So I found a short thing, or something that can be short. A section that's short.
I can't believe you, but...
All right, so the most recent thing I posted for Dilemma or Obligation, if you scroll down to that.
Okay. Alrighty, yep, I'm in
it's,
there.
It's pretty normal.
Dilemma or Obligation. My fishes, says Hamish, thinks about the fish fin of a blue fish, and the lower eyelids close as he is amused and smiling. So when Hamish asks me for help last night, I had to think about it. Was I going to let him take my eggs and eat my hybrid children?
See, my Netflix show is picking up. Everyone's going to love this episode, right?
That needs like a thinking emoji after it.
I was really thinking that's a Wonder Years internal monologue.
Oh. Is Daniel Stern doing anything? Can we get him on Cameo?
No way.
I always contrast that with how humans are eating cows, pigs, chickens, and eggs. Humans are doing the same thing, and I would do anything for my dragon turtle.
I've noticed.
I would pull my own liver out to feed him if there was nothing else in the whole wide world to feed this turtle. I would die for him. I love this dragon more deeply than he had ever intended, more deeply than I could have ever understood. And I will spend the rest of my days trying to figure it out, trying somehow to contain this deep love I have for Dragon Turtle.
Repetition, baby. The keep it loving. Don't worry.
I had placed Hamish's snuggy ruggy on the floor beside my bed. I tend to roll it up nowadays. Well, because it is in my bedroom now, and so when I notice Hamish isn't even using it for a little while, I tend to roll it and tuck it away in the closet.
Aw, Hamish, do you need your snuggy ruggy?
Dragon snuggies.
But last night I took it out and I gently laid it out on the floor right next to the bed.
Yeah.
Telling Dragon Turtle that it was here now, next to me.
Sure.
His ruggy snugs. And sure enough, after Hamish had finished his conversation and showed some power by lifting me, he retreated to stompity stomping, squish, squish, squash his feet into the soft plush of the rug.
I love this dragon turtle. We are soulmates.
He's snuggy, ruggy, the squishy squash.
He's so beautiful.
He's just a cuddly, cuddly, wuddly guy that wants to conquer the earth.
To eat children.
And
I
eat my
don't
eggs.
Understand wow. many things. Hold on. I don't understand many things. I don't understand why the military are training me with mind control sometimes.
Yeah, sure.
I don't understand why General Davies has to have sex with me when I don't even get to remember.
Okay, yeah.
I don't understand why the aliens can't let me stay awake for abductions when I want nothing more than to meet them. Just a little bit of dialogue here.
Yep.
I was here with my eggs, Hamish.
I was with my Hamish.
I was dominant. Hamish says and closes his eyes into the narrowest slit and closes his nostrils. Yes, it is the face. The lemon face, as I like to call it.
Oh. Yeah, I got you.
It's very excited, actually.
Yeah. It goes on, but like my favorite headline out of this page is the headline: "Reptiles have sex with me." Whoa,
you guys.
I'm going to skip that for my intro.
I'll just skip to the last line.
Yeah.
I forgot to say, Hamish also bought a nice large sheet of his shedded scales and put it on my bed last night. Oh, brought, sorry. Yeah. I could tell that it was one of Hamish's finest.
Okay, sure. So now we're going to go to Zarla.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard about these. Never mind. I wanted to lead you in, but I don't want to use any of these words. I want you to be the one.
Oh no! Oh no!
All of these delightful words.
This is a PDF file.
Yep, it sure is. That makes it proof.
Hold on, I have to like go through like my arcane movements table to get this to actually be visible. Like bring it out of the depths of archive.org. I hope they save PDF files. Okay.
Yeah, you don't actually want the PDF because there's 10 pages of it.
Oh, there
this
is.
This lady likes to write.
Wanted to say the name.
So you just wanted to, okay, so this is my short story. It's completely true, and it's called "Showered and Taken to the Baby Factory Mansion." The note is DNA is prepared during pizza time.
Both a factory and a mansion, or is it a mansion that's inside of the factory?
Baby Factory Mansion.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. This is a censored version of my account of being taken to a mansion in another dimension, inhabited by lizard people whose blood is in our royalty and aristocrats. These lizards need to steal energy from children of crystals. Crystals like me have extra strong energy for them to take. So we are brought into baby factories. Here's what happened with the adult things edited out. You will find the full version in a future book and lots of other stories at OrionMindProject.com.
Yeah! Subscribe to my Patreon for the dirty parts.
Anyway, had breakfast and slept. And then I was led through a corridor to a small room. In that room, I was with two adult human men. The men were dressed in transparent plastic overalls and had their own clothes underneath. So for that reason, the way that your mind likes to fill in the gaps when you are dreaming, I dreamt that I too was wearing one of those overalls and that I was one of them. I wasn't fully...
That's the part that you dreamt. Okay.
Yeah. I wasn't fully awake, so the dream was drifting me away with impressions, and the way that when you were dreaming, you'd believe anything. You just take what you see and go with it, and you even forget the real world that you came from. But then I wasn't dressing all of my clothes. I remember being okay with it. Also, I'm an adult, so if I'm asked, and if it's some kind of formal situation that seems to make sense, say if it was the doctor's office, this was not. Since I was in the dream, I was willing to believe that this kind of behavior makes sense, so I took off all my clothes.
All right, look, we can rewrite this episode if you guys don't like it, but I really think. All right. Trust me. The practical effects on this are going to be great.
So they essentially, then she gets waterboarded. I don't know why.
Yes, plus, and then she gets waterboarded.
There's a very long description of getting waterboarded. Okay, no. So next I find myself in a huge lavish mansion, and they ask me if I have seen the Biltmore House. I say I was there once and that I wasn't there when it was Christmas, when they have a Christmas tree in every room. I felt a bit out of place being in this mansion, and at the same time I felt completely comfortable and welcome. I wasn't scared, and I didn't feel stressed in any way. Waterboarding did not have any effect. There were people around me dressed as this house, and although I could read from the situation and atmosphere that I myself didn't live there, it was clear that these residents had welcomed me and that I was not in the wrong place in any way. These residents were very calm and casual, and they were very at home there, but I was starting to wake up. I was becoming completely awake. I realized myself in this other place, I was fully me, and I started to take notes in my mind because I knew that this was an abduction scenario into another dimension, and I wanted to make sure I would remember everything and write this down for my readers. I guess.
Oh, thank you. That's so nice of you.
Yeah. She's writing it down the whole.
She's
like,
doing this for us, guys.
Were you writing it down while you're getting waterboarded and stuff?
She has like a little notebook above.
And she's actually writing down in the notebook, glub, glub, glub.
That's cool.
I guess always writing these things down and posting it for my readers, it gives me a way of pushing this away from myself and letting you all readers deal with it. As if I feel confidence that my readers will be able to figure this out, then I don't have to do it. That is not just me. Nope.
Okay, exactly. All right.
So there's a line of dialogue. You are not our butterflies, but we wanted you to be, says a very tired old white lizard man. I don't want to be. Go somewhere else, me. I don't know who's talking there.
Okay.
I was brought to the man who was like a patriarch of this residence. He was having people killed on a whim.
Well, that's an effective establishing shot. I feel like I know a lot about this character right now.
It tells you, you know. Someone was...
It's like some Law and Order shit. Yeah, I seen him. Execute that man.
It's like, I don't like that guy. I don't like his hat.
Stacking boxes.
Stand in my way. Someone was pulling a cart away as he had requested them to, but the cart was making too much noise, so he was going to have that man killed. I was feeling somewhat anxious that maybe I too would be doing something a bit wrong and get killed for that reason, but I didn't let that stop me from interacting the house and with the people.
Why not?
You know, why let that stop you? Let's see.
Then she gets waterboarded again.
Seems to happen a lot, and
that's mostly what happens in other dimensions. Yeah, they just do it for fun.
She seems like she goes to a lot of mansions. She goes to
just fond reminiscence about being waterboarded. Actually,
we're just kind of. She goes into a kitchen. She goes into a kitchen, and a lady gives her some lemon bread. She describes this in a lot of detail.
She does, does she?
She does. She really likes the lemon coffee cake, has swirls, savory bread with lemon, I was dressed in a cute dress that is totally not my style. Someone had dressed me into it, presumably after the shower. It was a short dress. Yes, it hides your bottoms, the tired lizard man says. I don't know if somebody else wants to be me, if you know where I am right now.
No, I don't want to be. No one wants to be you if you're here.
No, it's too late. Somebody has to be me.
I got it. You're in here with me now. I got it. Why do you say that? Did I actually go there? And who are you?
Have you heard of the Elizabethans? We are with them. Don't be angry.
Wait, what?
The Elisabethans. Elisabethans. Oh. We are with them. Don't be angry. Says very tiredly.
Oh, see, the Elizabethans. They're
Elizabethans.
They're lizards that are just very simply computer generated text.
How do you feel about the Elizabethans? Who are the Elizabethans? Do you mean royalty? But you're a lizard, and you're very tired too. Why are you so tired? Are you okay? I think you don't feel good. I'm worried about you.
They keep us here in chains.
I hope you catch a break. I worry about you.
Sucks to be you.
The man is crying now, sobbing.
I'm sorry, babe. And then I took a selfie from my Instagram and left.
They keep us here in chains. So- oh, thoughts and prayers.
She goes into a long description of this dress she's wearing. And then the tired man says, it was made to get you pregnant in.
The dress?
Yeah, that's what it says. Okay. Short dress, a lot of ruffles.
All right.
It was made to get you pregnant in, the tired man says.
Why? Why do you do this?
We are with the Hillocks, he says. They mean prostitute men.
What is a hillock?
He just sobs some more.
Oh, man. Okay. All right.
He's making a real production of it.
Jesus. Are you okay? Who are you?
Some stranger just comes up and he's like, that dress is for you to get pregnant in. Like,
could I love him more?
Why are you crying?
They tell me they will beat me if I don't come here, he says, and is sad.
I wish I could save you. Who are the Elizabethans?
Catnip! Amish shows up as a bright fire engine red figure.
Oh, his catchphrase. I love it.
Yeah. The cutest sock puppet head and bright yellow eyes like light bulbs and says in a fashion that makes me delighted, he sure is a cutie.
Hello, Hamish! My Hamish turtle sock feet!
Is somebody else going to be Hamish, or...
Oh, yeah, I'll reprise my role as Hamish.
Okay.
Yes, no, me.
Why not you? Why not Hamish?
And Hamish looks confused. Then she talks about the shoes she's wearing.
Yeah!
Goes into that.
Yes, nice.
Walked out of the mansion. Goes around to that, walks around the backyard, thinks about that
actually,
and the lemon cake.
Actually, could we scroll down? So if you'll take Ganymede, you're going to be the lizard, please. If you'll scroll down to it was not for courtship.
It was not for courtship.
Says the very tired lizard who is wearing a black suit. His body is all slumped.
Why are you so tired? Are you weak?
Weak fools.
No, but my DNA is falling apart.
What?
Oh, it happens.
I wouldn't characterize myself as weak, more so under the weather.
It got wet, you know, and that just ruins the structural integrity of it.
Like, you've got like a paper grocery bag and it says DNA written on it.
Why? Why does it fall apart on you? And what is the remedy?
The pizza time.
Pizza power! Flying sausage street light!
He lights up and his eyes look crazy and bewildered.
Pizza time.
Sauce lust.
Pizza time.
Yeah, exactly.
Pizza time. You mean food keeps you alive?
That is not what I said.
Whatever.
Sorry.
Oh my god.
Wow, maybe this character is me.
Whatevs, man. Hamish shows up again.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I think.
Yep. You were not our flower, he said, Buttercups.
Hamish lights up bright fire engine red.
I love you, Hamish. You are my Hamish, my red dragon turtle.
Love that, Hamish.
I love this dragon sock. That's not me. That's actually written.
Yeah, right. I don't understand why you keep saying sock.
But there's no period, so it says, I love this dragon sock. I am sure that even a royal person would appreciate being treated as a person, not as a thing. So I don't know. God.
Yeah, no, look, Hamish is definitely a sock puppet in real life.
They have to be talked to a sock puppet. That'd make a lot of sense.
I love that, like, she'll, like, get into dialogue with other people, and then Hamish will show up, do a line, just so she can go, oh, Hamish, I love you so much.
Hamish, the Poochie of interdimensional dragons.
Yeah. It's
I like that
Where's
he showed
Hamish?
Up. I like that he showed up as a fire engine and then lit up bright fire engine red. It feels appropriate.
They can change to different forms. It's a very popular trope, these cartoons. Let's see. Okay, so I'm skipping like a whole lot of nothing, as far as I can tell.
Yeah. There's definitely some like PG-13 like sex scenes where it's like subscribe to my channel for the good shit.
Then they showed me a quick mental visual of none other than actor Tom Cruise.
Oh,
and
oh!
I wrote down the conversation around that, which was, "Do you know about?"
Portex,
oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Portex, you are they. You are the character known as they.
I am they.
Yeah.
Oh God, I can't even find where we are. So,
Tom Cruise. You want to search for Tom Cruise?
I do want to search for Tom Cruise and see if he'll take my spot on this podcast. All right.
Well, you can also look for the all caps allotropa fan.
Suppose I could.
Allotropa fan sounds vaguely realistic.
Oh, here we go. Okay. Should we quick build? Okay.
So, like, can you read this, the paragraph that
okay,
has
okay.
Allotropa fan in it?
Okay. Then they asked me if I remembered the drink I had been given. I vaguely remembered having been given a drink maybe after the shower. They said it was allotropa fan. Let me write that again. Allotropa fan.
Allotropa fan.
Allotropa fan. I wrote that down, too. A quick internet search now does not reveal anything for that name. But remember that other time when I was being given a cup of pills, and then when I returned from that, they said that one of them had been Rohypnol, and I had never heard of that before. Allotropa fan sounds vaguely realistic as a chemical.
Okay,
maybe...
but if you searched for Rohypnol, you find something.
Maybe we humans don't have it, but only they do. They have lots of chemicals over there.
Are we in fucking Troper Tales all of a sudden?
Oh, lots of dumb chemicals over there, whatever.
Yeah, maybe, I don't know, maybe the aliens trademarked a different name that we use.
Have a TM after it. Right. Tom Cruise.
Right, Tom Cruise. Do you know about that one? Says
no.
They?
Me was, no.
Why we use him so much?
You mean Tom Cruise.
I guess.
Why do you use him so much?
Because he has got dragon's blood.
And that's verbatim. And then I went into a long Hamish dragon turtle adoration, where I hoped that I had some... And meanwhile, everybody looked at their watch, I assume.
We haven't been to Hamish in like 30 seconds. We gotta get on this.
I spent 3 hours in a sock puppet love fugue.
Oh, so Illuminati confirmed, huh? Anyway, I love Hamish.
Okay, so... Hamish Dragon Turtle Adoration, where I hope that I had some of Hamish's dragon blood in me, and that I wish I was just like my Hamish. I love Hamish. I stayed in bed for a while calling for Hamish to come to me. I said that if Hamish comes to me, then I would feel safe. Last night, Hamish was scared because while he was on the bathroom ruggy in the bathroom, one of the Dark Lords was pestering him. So I had told Hamish to come into my room, and I made space for him next to me on the bed so that he could be beside the wall. I told him that he could climb over me and stay in my bed next to me, and I would guard him. I would have done that too, but he didn't take me up on my offer. Wow, shut down. Hamish was not into it, but I love my sock turtle so much.
Do you?
So there are plenty more conversations. So the gist of this is that somehow there's another version of me in another dimension where energy vampiric lizards live. These lizards, from what I understand, have their own blood and DNA. And the
most things do have their own blood and DNA.
Mostly. Who are our royalty and aristocrats. In the other dimension, these lizard versions of these humans live in these mansions and royal castles and are very wealthy indeed.
They sun themselves on the best rocks.
Lizards are very old, and they try to stay alive and immortal, and they also experience a sexual lust when they ingest life force from children and crystals. Crystals, a human that literally has small crystals in their body that enable them to carry a bright white light. Dark Lord taught me that yesterday. As he said that as he said that he was, quote, breaking my crystals.
Oh, Dark Lord.
Then it goes into what makes up sodium chloride.
Yeah, can you do the next paragraph, pretty please?
Crystals are abducted?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyhow, crystals are abducted, and then they put us into a baby factory. Someone watched me to prepare me for the sex. And I was also told in the morning, or actually I woke up past noon, that the Prince Charles that we have in this dimension of ours, he does not know about these things that happen in the other dimension, so we should not tell him.
Now look, he's going to be
because
weird
if we told him he would do something about it.
It would just ruin his whole day.
Right. That's...
Listen, don't tell Prince Charles about the baby factories. It'll be a whole thing for him.
It's just going to make him mad. Also, when I woke up, one of the CIA men came to talk to me. I told him I would like to come back to see him there in the other dimension so that we could talk this through and he could tell me what I need to do, and I would trust his judgment. One of the things he said is that he likes to go golfing. That is how he deals with the stresses of this. I told him that I like to dance, to do the same. It takes all the stresses away, and I get to forget about everything else. He's a nice blonde U.S. man with a black suit. He has to oversee these alien things.
Oh, you know, it didn't occur to me that this lady is British until now.
Uh-oh, do we need to bust out her?
I guess. I mean...
No, but like I feel like she's giving us signals now that she's British.
Well, she is kind of hinting at it.
She lists soccer in a bunch of these batches. I've been looking through this whole website, by the way. She mentioned soccer and doesn't call it football, so I don't know.
Or the footy.
Yeah, or the footy. I love my dragon footy.
From what he said, if we humanity, don't give these lizards their babies and sacrifices and things, the lizards would go after the general public, and that would be far worse. At least this way, the problem is contained. Also, the lizards place serious threats if they are not allowed to do these things and helped.
Okay.
You know, these things like murder, killing people, you know, those dumb things. And then a lot of it was cut, so...
There is a story that I'm going to skip past, really only because of length, but it is surprisingly filthy.
Oh no.
It's a surprisingly filthy story called Agent Trellis and the Bologna Sandwich.
That kind of sounds like a porn story.
Oh, Agent Trellis and the Bologna Sandwich. Oh, what's that?
One of the very early things in that is Trellis says, "Man, you've got a great looking pussy."
Reminds me of a bologna sandwich.
Mostly thinks to himself about my stuff. You know, all that stuff I got, you know, down
in that region.
Stuff, you know.
my et cetera.
Gather around, children, for Agent Trellis and the bologna sandwich.
Okay, so,
Well, so, there's...
Yeah, go, yeah, mean, go for
this,
it.
I, now, mind you, I'm flying blind on here. This might not be anything, so we can just cut this.
Fair enough, yeah, go for it, go for it.
So me and Trellis were talking earlier, and I told him if he likes foods like bologna, he needs to check his cholesterol, and I suggested he watch a video of heart bypass surgery and stop eating animal proteins and animal fats. I also asked him if he is eating any fruits. I get really worried when people put that white lard that clogs inside of their blood vessels. It makes me really scared for them. One of the things Trellis said then was something I forget, which was something about women like you. And I said, you do not know what women like me are. And he probably thought I was like some woman with long blonde hair, and he thought about back in high school and things. And I told him that I would have been a girl in school who likes physics and doesn't like too many people. He doesn't know me at all. So I guess not like other girls, I guess, is the
of course, she's the most special.
Ganymede, this story, that I've just found, is titled, The Non-Bat from a Cave, covered in dung and wants to drink my blood.
That sounds like a
Chuck Tingle needs to get out the way.
Yeah, exactly. I'll lead you in. You're going to be playing the role of me, and then Zarly, you're going to play the role of it, please.
Okay.
Great.
It's a conversation.
Who's bat?
You're going to be bat.
Okay, good.
Okay. This is an excerpt from my notes of telepathic contact with alien beings in the U.S. military who try to keep them at bay. The notes continue before and after this excerpt. Fine. Lots more. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, so 12:09 noon. So, okay.
Don't shoot my dragons!
I yell at a military man who made contact with me remotely, or perhaps more likely than an alien let me see him. And the man was standing there in the military quarters, and he lifted his shirt or jacket to show me that he had a gun sitting tucked in with the nozzle on his waist, the gun nozzle, of the pants. I sensed from the context that it was to protect him, me, from aliens. Just prior to the man sending me the mental image of a large bee's head, telling me that aliens look like bees, and I said that I guess they do.
I guess so. That's so true. Aliens be looking like bees, am I right?
The Athuban ones sort of do look like bees. If he shoots at my dragons, I will go after him. My Hamish! And I nearly wanted to break down. I fall down on my knees and place my hands over my eyes and just sob and cry so deeply.
We made it an entire paragraph without mentioning Hamish.
Do you know how much restraint that took?
One line of dialogue. A single line of dialogue. The Japanese, when Hamish... Okay, sorry. When the thought of someone hurting the dragon would kill me. The Japanese, when Hamish first showed up... I thought I skipped a line. Okay. The Japanese, when Hamish first showed up there at the Komisaki coastal hangars, they had shot my dragon. Oh, Hamish... My Hamish.
Oh, Captain, my Captain.
Look at me. This is all coming after this one line of dialogue. Look at me. I look like a bat, and I can't even fly. I'm sorry. That was a bat. I'm so sorry. That was your line, Boots. I apologize.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
You're just giving him a line read.
Yeah. It's direction, because this is the table
I look like
reading
a bat.
For the show.
Look at me. I look like a bat. And I can even fly.
A batwing reptoid makes his presence known. It even gave me a mental image of a deep cavern that has a straight down vertical drop in the jungle somewhere, and bats living down there in the cave. It showed me its wings. I can't tell in the dark image of him whether it's his body or a black or a shade of gray.
Hello, who are you?
I'm visiting!
He says, and spreads his winged arms in what the pterodactyl had called ceremonial magic. Gargoyle of North Point does that, too.
Gargoyle of North Point does everything.
That is classic
Gargoyle
of North Point.
You are beautiful to see. Welcome.
me. At the end of the bat, Reptoid thinks about sucking blood. It had the thought of blood in its mouth. My God, are these real-life vampires? Just think that such creatures would exist in this God's grace universe.
Oh, I guess
real-life...
I guess it is the bat.
I guess it is the bat, oh, yeah. Okay. Real-life bat-wing creatures that are human-sized and actually like to drink blood.
We also like to see your feces.
Did you mean faces? What? No.
Nope. Well, why is that? Why? How does it benefit you?
We are studying and making marks.
What is your name? What should I call you? I have no further questions about the feces thing.
Nope. I'll answer.
The Heart Eater.
It speaks and its eyes glow red.
Oh, its eyes glow with red.
It's with red, yes. Yeah.
Are you a gargoyle?
I want to ask, and I guess I already said it, but I don't expect it to know whom I dubbed as gargoyle.
We are not friendly creatures.
But can you and I be friends?
I doubt it. Unlikely.
Why are you mean to me?
Oh,
because we collect you for evidence.
You're a handsome sight. Your body's beautiful.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
You remind me of my friend Hamish.
Ava, I think you have to work on your taste in men.
Little desperate here.
Yes.
Wait, was she attracted to a man at some point? I missed that. I think it's only been lizards and dragons.
Can we be friends? No, and then she just unbuttons her shirt.
We must be more. I'm sorry.
We are here with our group.
He kind of smiled when he said the second sentence.
Well, it is nice to meet you, dear Bat Dragon.
I would like to, you know...
Oh, wait, no, there's a second
one. Oh, shit.
Okay.
Oh, that is you again. Sorry. Sorry, you have to read so far ahead to figure out whose dialogue it is.
Right?
For some reason. I would like to know you. It is a privilege to speak with you. What kind of species are you? Where do you come from?
I am not a bat.
Then what are you, a draconian?
Yes, indeed. Miss...
approximately, I didn't quite hear, or maybe I did.
Can I ask, do you live in another dimension than I?
What are you, a fool? I like to suck women's blood.
You dumb idiot.
Italics.
Yeah.
How to respond to that?
It is what we have on our dinner plate. Dinner table.
I see. That is okay. It has lots of nutrition, and it is easy to assimilate.
How do you
know... Stick up for yourself, Ava!
Come on, Ava.
How do you know so much about us?
I want to object, but you're making such a good case for eating me. I have been curious and learned a lot. I appreciate knowing you. Just don't kill me or anything. You see, that's the grand thing is that a human can offer to donate blood without it having to be killed.
Yes, we also eat goats.
He reminded me about a certain other gargoyle now, doesn't he? But this is not the gargoyle himself. This is a different individual.
Please. The guy in the back knows what I'm saying.
It's not the gargoyle, it's just a gargoyle.
Please.
You've read all of my insane stories at this point.
Of course.
Every last one, cover to cover.
Please do not let them call us a bat.
The thing is, that's attributed to bat.
Don't let them know how I live.
Says what I am calling a bat.
No, they can't call you a bat. You? I mean, you've earned the right.
Then what should you be called? Please don't make me have to call you the Heart Eater.
How about not bats?
And that is also attributed to bats.
It's just bat with Groucho glasses on.
I guess that's a spoiler that she doesn't agree.
I suppose I would like to call you a gargoyle, because you look like one. It is a distinguished name enough. Are you here to feed on me?
No, we have trapped mice.
Have you? How did you trap them?
All right, listen to you.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I just want to read this one.
One more line.
Yeah.
They're living in the cave with me, and we drink their juice. It's underlined for some reason.
Mouse juice.
Mouse juice.
Oh, that has a copyright note. It says copyright author of the
copyright author of the Orion Project.
This does go on for quite a while.
Yeah, it really does.
And she keeps calling him that all the way through.
Yeah, but Hamish shows up, so everything is really nice.
Oh, I'm sorry, just for a second. We have goes into a strong ceremonial magic. It's belly filled with a tingle. Where do you live? Says me. Hi, this is General Patton. Says General Patton.
Whoa! Yeah, all right.
This General Patton shows up a lot, and he's... I don't know what he is.
Is this sort of turning into a little bit of like a Scooby-Doo crossover?
Yeah. It's like the
Harlem Globetrotter. Yeah.
And then their response is just, what is it, General? How you doing?
There's a line of dialogue here from Bat that doesn't appear to be connected to a larger conversation where it says, about our dung, our feces. Don't worry about it.
All right. As long as I got Hamish to think of, I won't.
I just love him so much.
I'm so curious. Yes?
Portax just posted a link here for more, like, asteroid alien tour with... I swear to God, it's the Futurama alien font. It really looks like the Futurama alien font. But anyway, down at the bottom, there's a short post that Ava wrote called "I was guarding the eggs too."
I see. All right, so I was guarding the eggs too. It's September 3rd, 2019, 11:17 a.m. I was in the kitchen last night working on the computer by the kitchen table, and I had the door to the kitchen closed. Hamish was sitting comfortably on the living room sofa and may have even been watching television, which a family member, who is totally unaware of my Hamish, was watching. Unless Hamish was just content with the sofa in itself.
Can anyone be unaware of your Hamish?
They live with somebody? That's like the most shocking thing to me.
Wow.
It was a corpse, don't worry.
But... anyway, I could sense that Hamish felt a bit anxious as he wanted to come to the kitchen to guard the eggs. I told Hamish to stay on the sofa and that I would help him. I would guard the eggs. So Hamish stayed sitting comfortably on the sofa. Only a little moment later, a bright, light green reptilian showed up in the kitchen. I assumed that it was here about the eggs, thinking that Hamish was not guarding, so I did Hamish's job. I informed the reptilian I may have first told it that it was cute, as who could resist? Man, she is down for every alien that she sees. And I told him that I was with Hamish. I even referred to Hamish as a langoustine. Is that how you say it? Langoustine? Is that a real word? I don't know. Hamish was smiling with his eyes, and he stayed on the sofa. He did not rush into the kitchen to chase the reptilian out. The green reptilian did not respond and left. I don't care about the eggs, but I want to keep Hamish. And if Hamish wants to enjoy sitting on a snug sofa, then I can help him. I can chase off invading reptilians, too, and I did. So, this guy shows up, says, "You watching those eggs?" And she's like, "You're pretty cute." And then there's just awkward silence, and then he leaves, I assume.
I bet that is fairly reflective of that person's life. Yes.
Yeah, it took a while for Dinosaur Comics to find its footing, but
that
really starts to hit at a certain point.
Hey, Portax.
Huh?
I got a piece here I'd love you to read called "Nothing at All, Just Oatmeal."
Oh, good. So it's gonna be normal. This is the slice of life episode. Okay. This is where we take it back from all the adventure. We have
we just sit down and have some water.
We had to do a hard sell, but like now we want to ground the characters and really make you
care. Yeah. So there is nothing like having a dinosaur come up to you and talk without words.
Well, okay. Yeah. Maybe next time, everybody.
There is nothing like having a dinosaur come up to you and talk without words and only using his series of two frog chirps to speak, and somehow I understand everything he is saying because we're so well connected and because he uses mental images to speak to me with. There is nothing like having a dinosaur come up to you and let you know that he wants to see my breakfast when it comes out as poo. Good. Sorry.
Good. That's where I thought that was going.
This website is also very full of, like, deciding the dinosaurs are frogs. It is very weird. But anyway, nothing really? Like it at all. Yeah. Oh, the comedy. Oh, the comedy.
Yeah.
Here is a grand dinosaur. He studies bacteria and poo. It's not like they talk about physics and the secrets of the universe.
Like, you can't study one without studying the other.
I didn't think dinosaurs just talk about physics to begin with. That didn't seem like it'd be very relevant.
Well, maybe
to
that meteor wouldn't have hit them if they were a little more interested in it. It's not like they talk about physics and the secrets of the universe. They just want to see what my oatmeal is going to look like. Yay.
There are
He's right behind me,
there.
Isn't he? What was that dinosaur? Sorry.
There are many bacteria there.
Dinosaur says in words this time. Yes, there are, says me.
Says me.
Says I.
In your mouth, too.
Says Hamish a bit seriously. Yes, yes, me says.
Yes, me says.
Says me says on the website.
I wanted to see your mouth.
Dinosaur ass. Yes, see it. I am here for that. Do you want to see it now? Says me.
Yes, otherwise there will be beatings!
Oh. Hamish threatens to beat dinosaur with a white bat otherwise.
A white bat.
Whoa, not Hamish, bat. Dial it down.
I'm a lover and a fighter.
We wanted to see in your nose.
Says dinosaur. Yes, do that, says me.
Dinosaur seems unfazed.
I wanted to see you with Malik.
Says Hamish, for some reason. Yes, do that, says me.
And we will blame you.
Says Malik in a voice that is not sugar and spice.
Okay.
Oh, why? Why am I being blamed? My king? Says me. Woo! Cool! Dinosaur shows a metal image of...
Woo! Cool!
Tubular!
Woo! Cool! Dinosaur shows me a mental image in a live action like a video where they are using a small white see-through plastic tubing which is vacuuming in saliva, and I even hear the sound that it makes. It sounds like when you're at the dentist. Oh, how cool! I want to do that! May I please experience
the dentist
that?
Is so
I
want
to
cool.
see that tubing. This is so much fun, says me.
Yes.
Says Hamish.
And you will guard my eggs, you have said.
Samus to me. Yes, I will watch over your hanoon. This is me.
Then what?
Hamish was cute this morning. Well, first he was kind
of
grumpy and
of
unavailable.
Of course, it always goes back.
Dear diary.
The dinosaur just standing in the kitchen like, what? Come on, man.
Get a room, you two.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. All right. I'm going to move away from this
all
one.
All right.
Because there's another one that I'm excited to hear. Mm-hmm. And, I just realized that we... really could make this a 9-hour episode, but we won't. We won't. But,
but we
Boots,
could.
Boots.
We could.
But we really easily could. Boots, yeah. This story is called No Santa Pajama.
No Santa Pajama.
No Santa Pajama.
January 12th, 2013. Help. I'm dying here. Help. Save me. My dragon is acting the cutest I've ever seen. And I'm about to burst. This is just too much for any human to handle. Help!
Oh my God, I'm gonna die of the woo!
meet Genevieve. She is one of my Sims in the video game The Sims 1.
Oh, wow. Genevieve.
All the Sims characters start out with a default green pajama when they go to sleep. I just got Genevieve, this brand new red pajama from the store. And this is the first night she has used it.
Hey, Eve! Question for you. Are you a shut-in?
What do you mean? Shut-in with Hamish?
They're playing Sims 1 and
2013? I wish I was shut-in with Hamish.
That stuck
so
out
cute.
To me, too.
Like, Sims 1 came out in, like, 2000? Like,
yeah. No.
I'm just getting into
it's 2013. I'm playing The Sims 1. What's your problem?
It is embarrassing that the weirdest part of the story
it's 2013
it's
and your
Sims
have just now busted out of the default clothing.
Yeah, right?
Took a long time to unlock.
Help, I'm about to die here. I can't handle this cuteness overload.
Oh, my God.
Overload. And I'm really struggling to hold it straight face so they don't giggle or laugh or ruin it. I'm trying to be serious so that Hamish will continue with his funny behavior so that I don't disrupt it. This is the funniest thing that has ever happened to me.
Me too.
Red pajamas.
I hope that's not true.
What, is she like typing this over Hamish's back? Like what?
Anyway, as soon as Jennifer changed into pajamas, as soon as, Hamish outbursts by saying, "Why?" And I'm damn sure, I'm darn sure, he even said, "Why, Santa?" Because when he saw her wearing red pajama, Hamish says right now, somebody be Hamish.
"I don't want Sims to have any power."
Hamish says calmly, as if it makes perfect sense. After Hamish said, "Why, Santa?" And I'm trying really hard to keep a straight face, not burst into laughter. Hamish then says, "And I nearly die from all the fun I'm trying to keep inside."
"Has it eaten birthday cake? Because it may not."
Hamish says about poor old Genevieve, who has not eaten birthday cake. Hamish has a thing about birthday cake and sweets. He restricts sweets as a form of control of the hybrids. Also, that I am not allowed any sugar because it disrupts my DNA and Hunan eggs.
Not the DNA.
So Hamish, in his tantrum about seeing Genevieve wearing a red pajama, Hamish just blurts out that Genevieve mustn't have any sugar to eat. In his cute, adorable, lovable, cute, confused, outraged state that I've seen precious examples of a few times. I.e., sometimes when Hamish is upset, he will say something that is just fragments of thoughts that he picked out and the sentences don't make perfect sense. Cause poor Dragon is just so upset.
Do you ever let him post on your behalf? Just curious.
No, why?
He's a copy editor.
He needs more, a typist for that.
More Hamish after the birthday cake comment.
Yay! I have not been here at the bathroom. No.
Hamish. He has been camping out in the bathroom like he always does at night on a snug ruggy.
No Santa pajama!
Hamish says with such rage that Hamish is shaking.
I will take stranglehold on it.
Hamish about Genevieve. Oh man, Hamish is really furious about Santa because Santa wears red clothes. And Hamish was hissing and angry at the wooden-covered garden gnomes in The Sims 1 game because they have these red pointy hats. And then when I wore my red negligee once, Hamish just stared and stared in a way that was so peculiar. And I guess a bit uncomfortable that I never really wore the negligee again. This was before I realized that Hamish actually dislikes red.
Even though he's bright red?
Wait. At least hit the last part of that parenthetical.
Oh, okay. Sorry. At that time, I thought that maybe he likes to see red because he has never forbidden me from wearing red or even mentioned red. But on the other hand, he forbids me from wearing any turquoise because turquoise is the color worn by the resistance force.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Oh my god, Hamish and his reactions. This was superb. Superb, I tell you.
Exquisite.
Classic Hamish.
Really. I have been playing that game all wrapped up in my own thoughts as Genevieve does her household chores and worries about promotions and about adopting a pet. And on top of it all, she has got a cold and I'm worried if she could die or what. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, "Why, what? Santa," Hamish says with complete seriousness. Oh man, you should have seen his reaction. Now.
I haven't stomped out.
Hamish about stomping his feet on the bathroom rug. This dragon is priceless. Wait. Oh, okay, I get it. I'm sorry. This dragon is priceless. Priceless, I tell you. Oh, man, I'm about to burst. This dragon is too precious. And as I burst into laughter and giggles and can't help it, laughing more than I have in a very long time, Hamish says,
"My mouth goes over your race?" Yeah, I saw that.
When Hamish says, "My mouth goes over your race," it is a subtle verbal threat that basically he would and could eat my race. I am supposed to feel fear and intimidated. Phew, I was so worried that he would be upset that I'm laughing, because I've been trying so hard not to laugh at this exquisite fun.
How dare you? I'm not to you.
I take this as that he isn't upset at my laughing, or, knowing Hamish, he would have reacted otherwise. My mouth goes over your race rather indicates that he is being just his normal Hamish self. I might wear my red negligee for him soon, just to see what he does, though I'm afraid to do because of the way he stared last time.
Man, you really keep the spark alive in this relationship.
I may or may not wear negligee of a color you approve of. Just keeping it alive.
Hamish is so controlling.
Hamish has been cranky today, by the way. So cranky. Not like the hissy fit cranky, but just cranky all day. Sigh. I just hope his usual innocent childlike self... I just hope he's his usual innocent childlike self tomorrow. Cranky Hamish, but this was fun. Yikes, I'm genuinely afraid to open up the Sims 1 game again. Because Jennifer is still wearing that red pajama. It's now a singular pajama.
And it's no longer spelled with a Y.
So she's got this dragon... Sorry, go ahead.
I'd better put her in the bath right away and maybe think about buying her another pajama.
Second pajama!
But it's like, she's got this dragon puppet on her other hand while she's playing, and it's just like, the dragon puppet just pulls the mouse away from her other hand.
It's like a giant oven mitt.
Yeah.
Her social worker shows up to her apartment. She's like, you're going to have to take off that jacket. Hamish doesn't
I would run.
Oh my God.
There's another story in here that just starts with, so I'm playing the video game The Sims 1 on the computer, and... most of these stories are about The Sims 1.
Some of you are kind of talking about Hamish in a way that suggests you may not think he actually exists.
You're right. I'm sorry.
We're just not convinced.
Wait.
And whether you meant to or not, allow me to present evidence. Does Hamish exist?
Yes.
Okay,
this is what I need.
Yes.
This is what I need.
Lots of internet sites write about fantastic claims of mythical creatures, and many readers are convinced because the author writes persuasively, like me, or that the readers want to believe. This is not one of those websites. I share my personal experiences with Hamish the Great. I also want to present to you that to you in a scientific, evidence-based format, best I can.
Yeah, I love science.
Consistency in accounts. One indication that Hamish might be real is that so many people around the world are reporting these same draconian reptilians and in the same way.
No.
It is unfortunately true.
Everyone else who is...
I get them to put on the glasses.
You know all those other websites that do dialogue with the quote first and then the attribution afterwards?
See, this is why I stopped playing Sims 1. Like, every time I put one of my Sims in red... This guy just comes up. That's got to give me lip. I can't deal with it.
Many are talking about these scaly lizard men of various colors who are in charge of teams of aliens, which include the Zetas, and who come from the Draco star system. We're starting with the most compelling evidence first.
Many people are talking about this.
They worship the Yellow Pyramid with the creepy eye on top of it. Capitalized.
Bill Cipher.
Bill Cipher.
YPCE.
Bill Cipher.
This one seems a little thin. Let's skip down to the next point, which is that Hamish can lift and push me. The best evidence Hamish being real. Yeah.
Oh, he does carry, bro.
Is that he can physically maneuver my body. Almost without exception, he will only maneuver my body while I am in bed. When I am lying down in bed, Hamish can lift my body up, and he likes to position me on all fours, i.e. on hands and knees in bed. Or he can also lift me up.
Can I ask you a question? Can I ask you a question? Where is your face in relation to your face?
This is that important. Your question will determine the veracity of your story.
I guess my face would be down, and my ass is kind of oriented in the opposite direction. Or he can also lift me up sitting with a straight back. Hamish can also flip me from one side to the other, i.e. from left to right, or right to left.
Whoa, both sides!
Hamish is able to highlight my model and use the transform function at any
Hamish
time
is
of day.
An ambi flipper.
Flip me around like a Photoshop.
He can also pull me close to the edge of the bed or push me closer against the wall and such. I think you might just be a restless sleeper, honey. I think you're just thrashing around.
It's like having a dog.
That's true.
He can pull my arm or both arms up above my head or lift my legs up or spread my legs apart. He calls this behavior, quote unquote, hitting. I call it cuddles. With a Z.
Hey.
With a Z, yeah. Like pets.
I would like to give you a sign of a healthy relationship. Is that what one person calls hitting, the other person calls cuddles?
That's a red flag I've gotten from Hamish.
I'm going to argue that we suspect that it's cuddles with a Z, but...
Oh, that's true.
Oh, I thought there would be more subheadings. Those are the only two broad points of evidence. And then the third one just says, well...
That's all the evidence you need.
That's the thing. That's all you need.
Are you not amazed?
If you'll actually go down to the reason I take hitting as a form of evidence, please.
Oh, sure. the reason why I take the hitting, so-called, as a form of evidence is because it occurs at speeds and strengths that far surpass what I should be capable of. Sure, we have humans
flapping
who are
your arms
suddenly...
like a hummingbird, arms and legs.
You take both the hitting and the quitting?
We have humans who are suddenly able to lift a car to save a baby or do other feats of superhuman strength when called for. But these physical...
Like, move you on the bed?
Right. she doesn't mention this, but she's a car, actually.
Sometimes
that's
I'm
why
facing
he's
left, and then I'm
that's
face
why
right.
Just maneuvering her body, because she's a car.
But what emergency warranted
she's
it?
Herbie the love bug.
She's a Volkswagen thing.
But these physical manipulations would seem strange, even if they were somehow made by me.
Somehow.
They would
science.
They would be strange.
I can't move my arms. It's only one explanation: interdimensional
move
dragon
around in bed.
I get flipped around and pulled and twisted in ways where I would need support against various parts of my body in order to be able to lift myself up that way. For instance. And I moved in ways where I would most certainly support myself with a hand or a knee to make the movement far easier for myself if it were me doing it. It's like seeing a human pull themselves straight up rather than push themselves up with the helping support of a knee. It just doesn't look right. Gymnasts, take note.
Why don't you record a video, huh?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You know, we're in the modern era. You can record video of this at any point if you really wanted to.
You know, if
professional wrestlers
is Hamish the only one who can do this, or can the dinosaur do this too, or like all the other aliens?
Well,
like,
Hamish would,
does it have to be
a dinosaur?
Bed?
Is it like a Hody ring? Like,
if you'll just scroll down to
well. If you have your best friend visiting you and you did not happen to video record their visit or collect a biological body sample or collect any form of evidence that they were in fact there and that they are real and not imaginary, does that mean you will tell yourself that it didn't happen and throw away that friendship entirely? No, of course not.
I've taken photos of my friends before.
Yeah, and you're hanging out with Hamish every day and he sleeps on a rug in your bathroom.
Right? Yeah.
Like, he's your roommate.
Yeah,
exactly.
He's my roommate pet boyfriend. Hamish, while he may be a most exotic and unusual best friend, I enjoy his visits and I want to cherish my time with him. It's scary to say because humanity doesn't quite allow me to say it, but I know that he is real. It just remains my personal encounter that I cannot properly share with the rest of my so-called race.
So-called.
Yeah, quote-unquote.
Contact me at contact@orionmindproject.com.
Wow. What did we learn from any of this F+?
Hamish is the best, I guess.
Yeah, Hamish. I learned
I love Hamish.
This is yeah. I want a Hamish of my own.
He's everyone so cute.
Really came around to Hamish.
Mm-hmm. You know,
I also briefly unlearned how to pronounce Hamish. Sorry to the listener.
I don't think yeah,
but
knows.
Actually so did she. So like at several points, like she actually says that she pronounced it one way or the other way, but she spells it the same way. So the fact that she pronounced it in a different way.
Really?
Sure.
Was something that she just calls out for no reason.
Yeah.
Okie dokie. I mean, this is relatively recent. Like the last updates were like 2014.
2017 or something.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. So this is you'd think this is old internet, but it's some of it's still out there.
No, yeah, started in 2011. So like, I mean, that's when, you know, presumably the website's
dead. Her YouTube is now closed.
Okay.
Oh, Hamish took her back to his home planet. That's great.
Hey.
Well, Hamish, she made a little shrine for Hamish, and that opened in 2011. Had a count.
Yeah. Yeah, like, and it actually says, like, in honor of the most wonderful dragon turtle in the whole world, this website is about Hamish. All about Hamish.
Well, the bottom of the site says, lists the copyright as being 2011 to 2020. So this was taken into the COVID era. Hamish decided that COVID was too much and just took this person back to the dragon world, I guess.
And like any delightful, wonderful website in the world, when you go to multiple pages and see multiple different copyright years, that means that somebody's manually doing that every time.
Yeah.
And that makes me real happy.
Well, I'm wondering what happened to them. Like, this whole site is huge. Like, did they just lose interest? They stopped, you know, paying for it? Like,
they got divorced over something super petty after all those years. Like, Hamish just didn't want to push the relationship forward. They just got sick.
Hamish
never
she finally got. She finally got Sims 2, and Hamish wasn't as into it.
I don't need you
anymore. No, yeah, she's got the Sims 2. She's got the Sim dressed up in the red pajamas, and she's like, huh? He's like, man. Oh, I don't know. There's something about this relationship.
Just not the same.
I just feel like we don't have that spark anymore.
It's like, no, it's over. It's over between us.
I think I did learn that you can be, like, a secret space program type weirdo in a way that is completely apolitical. Like, maybe we didn't read the part of her website that's, like, deeply anti-Semitic or something, but...
That's true, actually.
There appears not to be, like, a hateful ulterior motive to her belief in, like, Pleiadians and Draconians and stuff.
Yeah.
No, yeah, like perhaps, but it seems like it sort of just comes from like sort of general sublimated sex stuff, and then she just kind of stayed there.
Yeah.
Like, because like there was like little hints of like reptilian sort of like controlling powers or whatever.
Yeah, in the evidence section.
And that's
she
real,
was...
but also like Hamish is pretty cute.
Yeah. In the evidence section where when she was like, you know, there are a lot of people who talk about Draconians, I was like, well, yeah, none of them sound like you. That's like a very different sphere you're describing.
Completely unique.
I think the other thing that I found like super amazing in this thing is like that there's a lot of people that have sort of like, you know, imaginary boyfriends or imaginary girlfriends. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of people out there that have shitty boyfriends or shitty girlfriends.
Yeah.
But they're so cute.
I don't understand why you would create somebody like whole cloth who is like a turtle, like a red scaly turtle with like warts. And then, like, Hamish's characteristics are that, like, he's really controlling, he's really petty.
Yeah.
But it's cute.
He doesn't speak very
like,
well.
He's really childish.
Yeah.
And, like, has temper tantrums.
But all that's cute when they're not actually there. Like, that's some more fun character development.
We do know he likes his Snuggie Ruggie.
He does love a Snuggie Ruggie.
He does like a Snuggie Ruggie. That's pretty cute.
I did learn that. That Hamish loves a Snuggie Ruggie.
I guess we can take some comfort in kind of knowing that it's unlikely that Hamish would be characterized like this if the author had encountered many abusive people.
that's probably true. Or at least a different kind of abusive people. Yeah,
sure.
That's true. It's more seen as like kind of a funny fantasy on the same wavelength as Dragon Aliens. What if someone was just controlling and weird? Wouldn't that be just as funny as the article Dragon Aliens?
I mean, honestly, you know, like a website like this and it exists for like a whole bunch of years and then all of a sudden it just disappears one day. It's like, I mean, I'm choosing to believe, and I don't really want to be disproven, that, like, she just got better one day.
I remember they got to a therapist, and she's like, whoa, what was this all about?
Literally woke up in the morning and went, oh, I'm better now.
I choose to believe that.
Like, what was that about? Yeesh.
Man, I spent like 10 solid years talking about better close down the website.
Just opens up her eyes, starts brushing her teeth. Huh. I think I'm fixed.
Looking around her department,
I hope that's what it is, because the warning signs are everywhere with Hamish. I don't like thinking about the alternatives.
Yeah,
that's true.
What if he snapped?
Maybe they went to couples therapy and there Hamish got back.
He's talking to another dimension.
The website is always thefbl.us. There's stuff to read, there's stuff to do, there's merch to look at, there's, I don't know, there's whatever. There's also Ball Pit.
Right.
Boots, say four words about Ball Pit.
It is a web forum.
That's not, you know, never
really?
Mind.
Okay, all
right. For those hyphenated
accounts. Yep. Jesus Christ.
So many good usernames.
I love you, Hamish.
Hey, that works.
Love you, Hamish. That's about
Hamish fan club here.
I love you, Hamish.
I found
Ganymede and Hamish gonna hook up. No record.
I'm
the reason she doesn't post anymore. You'll need to go to my Hamish blog for updates.
Similar Hamish Thunder.
Okay, bye.
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 Oh, my cat's here. She's so cute.
I found the only review.
Oh, my God. Look on his face.
It's a real meme face there.
Man, it's quite the reaction. You could label these guys anything.
You could.
Me worrying about global warming and the economy.
Me trying to sleep.
When that song is stuck in your head.
Oh my God.
The milk I left out on the counter.
just me and the boys waiting for girl to wake up.
It's a shame they cut the red guy out of the film adaptation of the Babadook.
Cortex, can we do this as a web page? Okay, so here's my pitch.
All right.
Here's my pitch. I want to build... Okay, so I'll build the entire framing of a BuzzFeed article.
All
right. Right? And then it'll just be like 14 like reaction images, but it's just the one image.
Yes.
Is it like a quiz that just leads to say all of them to the same thing?
I wasn't thinking quiz. I was just thinking like a relatable.
Okay. Yeah.
14 relatable scenarios where you might make this. Yeah.
Yes. When he manspreading on the subway sort of thing.